It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
In downtown Lexington, Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you for quarterfinal Friday here in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Brought to you in part by the Family Wealth Group. They're our lead sponsor here on our coverage, along with a lot of other great businesses. We hope you'll make note of them. And right now, as we get ready for Bowling Green and McCracken County to square off here in this opening game today, Ivan Rawls has caught up with Scott Sibbles, the head coach of the McCracken County Lady Mustangs, and let's head to Ivan right now.
Blue Oval SK, BSN Sports, Kentucky 811.
Came around on Wednesday. You had to be feeling good with the office production early. You never look back.
When you're here 3 years in a row, it makes things more relaxing, especially with Clara Johnson and Mickey Buchanan, and they settled our young kids down, and we played terrific. Our defense was stellar. I felt like the entire game. I know you got to put up points, but sometimes defense has to step up when your offense isn't, but I think both were pretty much steady all day.
How have you been able to handle it since Wednesday? You get that day off in between down here. That has to be somewhat of a blessing, too.
Beyond blessing. The rest is unbelievable, where you can come and watch other games. You can get your kids some rest. You can relax, and that's the big thing. Last year, having to play back-to-back-to-back-to-back was very tough on us, and it showed in the last game last year. But it's part of it. Hey, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's exciting to be here on a Friday, first game. Love it.
When you play a quality regular season schedule, there's a likelihood that you might have to play one of those teams multiple times in a season. That's the case here. This is kind of the rubber match between these two teams in this season. Your thoughts based upon those two matchups in the regular season, and what can fans expect to see today out of these two?
Well, we talked about this before, driving in today, that we played five out of the 18th in the Elite Eight today. It's about preparation and playing against the best of the best in our state to get you here. Coach Head is an incredible coach. He's been here many times. He's got a great staff. We know all. We kind of know each other pretty well because we're in the same tournaments all the time, playing each other twice this year. They have a tremendous team. I mean, Smiley's an incredible shooter along with Campbell. We kind of let them get going today, offensively. But yeah, it's just going to be you got to get off to a really good start and shoot the ball well. We've seen in this tournament teams start off really well and can't be consistent enough to score points in most of their quarter. So, got to stay consistent today and to stay the course.
You mentioned Smiley for Bowling Green. She's obviously an offensive weapon for them, and that's the known. Is there somebody that you think could be an X factor in this game for them that you're still saying, hey, we've got to watch this person, even though maybe they didn't show it against us, but we've seen it in other games?
Number two, man, I love how she plays. She's a lefty. Those lefties are always very crafty, and she's athletic enough that, on her left hand can get to the rack when she wants to. And so she's one. I think Campbell's the other kid, I think, is someone that gets going. They're hard to guard. I mean, they try to spread you out, but I think today's game's about tempo. We got to get the game in our favor. Tempo was key today.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time out for us
always.
Again. Maybe we'll be talking tomorrow morning.
Hope so. Thank you.
All right. That's Scott Sibbles, head coach for McCracken County, as he prepares for this quarterfinal matchup against the Lady Purples of Bowling Green. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach of the Bowling Green Purples. You're listening to the Gateway Sports Network right here from Rupp Arena at the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. We'll return in 2 moments.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores. Bowling Green Lady Purples had to rally in the second half to beat Owsley County in the opening game of this Sweet 16. Ivan Rawls is with head coach Calvin Head right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Calvin Head, head coach of the Lady Purples of Bowling Green. And, coach, you felt like if you could keep the score down the other day, you'd be here today. And, of course, you brought your defense in your suitcase, and you're here on Friday. How good was it to get to this game, knowing that you had a new cast of characters playing big roles this week?
Huge confidence builders for our kids as we, you know, try to make our mark in this state tournament and try to advance again. You know, again, I thought once we got into a good defensive rhythm starting in the second quarter through the remainder of the game, you know, on Wednesday, we did a really good job. So we'll have to get off to a really good start today. McCracken County's well coached, very good basketball team. Buchanan and Johnson are really, really good. And they got a great supporting cast, so we'll have to be great defensively again.
You mentioned that those two players, they're the highlight. You talk about a team that offensively can put some points on the board. The familiarity between these two teams, how easy was it, or how easier did it make you in preparation for this? Because you know personnel now after playing this team twice in the regular season.
Well, we definitely are familiar with them. They're familiar with us. And now it's all about, you know, both of us making adjustments. We split during the regular season, so, you know, we've got some adjustments we got to make based on some areas that they caused us havoc the last two times we played them, and I'm sure Coach Silva's just thinking the same thing. So, it you know, being familiar with them helps, but, you know, when you're in Rupp Arena's floor and in the Elite Eight, you know, you still got to play. You got to play.
How did you spend the day off yesterday?
Well, we did some prep, and, you know, we spent some time together as a team. We came and watched one of the sessions yesterday, and, you know, mainly just trying to recover our legs because we know the tall task ahead of us right now.
What's the one thing about this McCracken County team that maybe it stood out for you in watching them operate either in your matchups or what you've seen of them since then?
It's Claire Johnson. Like, I mean, I have so much respect for the type of player that she is. And she can score at will, but she's a great defender. She's a great rebounder. And she's just the ultimate teammate. You watch how she interacts with her teammates, and she makes everybody around her better. So they go as she goes, which makes them very potent. And, you know, her and Mickey, they played in the state championship game last year, so there's a lot of experience there.
When you talk about Claire Johnson, is it about containing her to a certain part of the floor, not allowing her to get where she wants to get.
We just want to make it as tough as possible. She's going to make tough shots. She's going to score. We just want to make her night or her morning as tough as possible, and we just live with those results.
Assignment by committee on her?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be a team effort. And, you know, again, we just got to have our best defensive effort for 32 minutes to give ourselves opportunity to win.
Coach, thanks for taking time out and talk to us. Good luck today.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, that's Calvin Head, head coach for the Lady Purples of Bowling Green. We're about 15 and a half to tip off of this first quarterfinal matchup of two teams towards the western region of Kentucky and very familiar with each other. They've split matchups in the regular season. The third one with this victorious will advance on to see a dream of being in the Final Four realized here on the Rupp Arena floor. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We return more Mingy Beef Jerky, KHSAA Girls Sweet 16, right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Calvin Head has been down in the 4th region. He was at Russellville, was the 4th region athletic director of the year, and he's now the athletic director at Bowling Green High School. And I mean, that says a lot. I mean, when they name you athletic director at a school as successful in all the different sports as Bowling Green High School is, you know, a lot of confidence that they have placed in him, certainly.
Yeah, it's a thankless job anymore, but a very essential job if you're putting on high school athletics in the state because of the number of different sports and the commitment you got to have to make sure everything from an administrative standpoint is taken care of. So for him to have that role and then to have a successful program in which he's on the day-to-day in charge of is tremendous. I mean, you can only imagine the amount of time and effort he's having to put in to both jobs to ensure that they do have the success. And the athletic tradition at Bowling Green is supreme when you talk about high school athletics in the state.
These are two teams that have they have some size. They have this can be a kind of a physical game. McCracken County, they'd rather move the ball up and down the floor. Bowling Green, roll it out there. Let's all dive in and get it. I mean, they're have to be a little more physical. Fouls could be huge in this game. These two teams each had only five players score in the opening game, in their opening victories of this tournament. Bowling Green having to rally from a 15-point deficit to beat Owsley County. And they had Josiah Franklin come off the bench and score 8 points. So one, and those were the 8 points they got off the bench. But McCracken County didn't get any points off the bench. I mean, all their points came from Claire Johnson. Most of them, Claire Johnson, she had 21. Reagan Hill had a dozen, and Mikey Buchanan had eight. But all of their points came from their starting crew. That's a little bit unusual.
It really is. But, you know, you look at the matchup during the regular season between these two teams, Dan, and for McCracken County, it was Buchanan and Johnson, you know, scoring the bulk of the points a lot of times. So, you know, it's consistent with what we've seen trend throughout the season. For Bowling Green, they struggled in the first matchup, and the scoring was a little bit distributed evenly. Nobody scored in double figures in that matchup for Bowling Green. In the second game, it was Katie Smiley. She had a tremendous game, and you heard Coach Civils talk to that. We saw it the other day. We felt like, you know, Smiley is at about 6 foot and lengthy. You would think that she has the skill set and the size infrastructure to be able to be a problem. The thing that I find unique about this matchup is the fact that you have in both of those games, the most points scored by any one team was 53 points. This is going to be a very defensive-oriented matchup. You heard Coach Civils talk about his defense. We saw what Bowling Green could do. They could snuff a team out with their defense, and they know. They kind of know where their ceiling is scoring-wise on most nights. They've just got to contain this McCracken County offense that if you allow them to get out and run and allow Johnson to operate in space, you could be in trouble. And with the size and the strength of Buchanan and her ability to play from a wing in is tremendous. And so I think they want to make this a very plodding type of a game, this Bowling Green, in order to have success.
Just before Christmas, it was McCracken County winning 46-30. They held this Bowling Green team to 30 points. Now, the second meeting later in the season, Bowling Green wins 53-50. I don't know really what all you read into that those two particular scores, but I think it just says, hey, this is a game either team can win, who's going to play well, and really who's going to shoot the ball well. I mean, in the opening round of this tournament, yet McCracken County only put up 5 threes and made one, but they shot 47.2% from the field overall. Bowling Green, they only shot 31.1% overall, made 4 of 18 three-point shots. So Bowling Green's got to shoot the ball better today. But I think you probably can expect that. The other day, they shot the ball much better in the second half. As the game went along, they only made 1 of 13 in the first quarter and ended up 3 of 24 in the first half and 0 of 9 from the three-point line in the first half, as they went in at halftime down 22-13. So where's this game going to be point-wise? I mean, first team to 40, we just declare them the winner and go home.
It almost feels like that's what it is. But, you know, obviously McCracken County having a good offensive performance on Wednesday, you got to think that they feel pretty good. Now, Bowling Green, they were able to score more in the second half, but it felt like they never really got a true flow in their offense in the opening game. What will happen here today? Maybe now getting that win, maybe it takes a little bit of pressure off of some of those players because now they've gotten that experience out on the floor. It'll be interesting. No doubt, though, this will be a hotly contested game. Things that happen in this first quarter might end up deciding this game, though, just because from a confidence level, one team may get off kilter, and they may not be able to recover from it.
Over the course of the season, 62 points a game for McCracken County and 46 points a game for Bowling Green on average. That's what these teams have scored. It makes you think, I wanted you to press Coach Civils and say, hey, okay, where do you want game to be? But I think we know.
You kind of get that sense.
He wants it to be, you know, just a little bit more up-tempo. He thinks that his team can outscore Bowling Green if they can turn it into a little bit more of anything but a half-court game. And I think Coach Calvin Head would be very glad to win this game 35-34. I mean, that's kind of their style.
And the challenge is going to be, and we saw it the other day with Wardlow. She's very diminutive in stature. You know, she can be a nuisance for some players. I doubt that she's going to be much of a nuisance to Claire Johnson if she gets that assignment, because Claire Johnson has a size advantage on her. And we saw on Wednesday how size can be a problem for Wardlow at times, and teams will take advantage of that. I wonder what that defense assignment may look like. I think maybe he's going to put a longer player on him if they decide to go man-to-man to just really kind of disrupt her. But the only problem about that is Buchanan could also initiate the offense at times, and she's a big, strong player as well with the basketball. So it is. It's going to be about matchups. You know the offense is going to run through Johnson and Buchanan from McCracken County. It's just a matter of, you know, how do you match up with them? What kind of scheme are you going to come up with to maybe disrupt them and challenge their shots?
Bowling Green's won 8 of their last 9 games. McCracken County's won 11 of their last 12 games. The Lady Mustangs are 30-5 overall. Bowling Green 24-10 coming in. We'll be back. The pregame activities are going to be getting underway very shortly. We'll return to Rupp Arena and the Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16 for the girls here on WMST. We'll be back right after we step out a couple of minutes.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McCracken County shoots the ball a little bit better than Bowling Green does, so Bowling Green's got to find a way to compensate. That's over the course of the season. Doesn't have to happen today, but the trend is there anyway. Teams are headed to their benches right now for the pregame activities. If you make it to the state tournament several times, then that means you got to have uniforms that befit being in the state tournament. And, boy, the McCracken County uniforms, checkerboard, red and white on a black uniform, and Bowling Green with a big swash of purple on their pants with the BG in gold. I mean, these players they're dressed to the T as well. Right now, let's get ready to move down the way, and let's get our public address announcer and our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose flush lights and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the Thank you.
pressure on that young lady from East Jesmond High School to hit that last note. She's waiting all day for that, but she's an East Jesmond High School chorus and our national anthem. And now let's head back down to our public address announcer for starting lineups.
At the Central Bank Center, for the thrill and excitement of the greatest show in hoops, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the first region champions with a record of 30-5, the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County, and the fourth region champions with a record of 24-10, the Bowling Green Lady Purple. Fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with the Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For McCracken County, at a guard, 5'10" senior, number 4, Claire Johnson. For Bowling Green, at a guard, 5'9" senior, number 3, Natasia Alexander. For McCracken County, at a guard, 5'7" senior, number 11, Jaden Skaggs. For Bowling Green, at a guard, 5'9" senior, number 4, Riley Campbell. For McCracken County, at a guard, 5'6" eighth grader, number 15, Ava Hughes. For Bowling Green, at a guard, 5'1" junior, number 13, Natalia Wardlow. For McCracken County, at a forward, 5'11" senior, number 33, Mickey Buchanan. For Bowling Green, at a forward, 5'7" senior, number 5, Chloe Potter. For McCracken County, at center, 5'10" sophomore, number 12, Regan Hill. And for Bowling Green, at a forward, a 6-foot junior, number 10, Katie Smiley. The head coach for McCracken County is Scott Sibbles. The head coach for Bowling Green, Alvin Head. Your officials for today's game are Maya Smith, LaRon Cottrell, and Tanisha Hickerson. The alternate official is Bob Cole.
So we're set to go. Bowling Green in white, purple numerals trimmed in gold, and the McCracken County Lady Mustangs in black uniforms, white numerals trimmed in red. And again, the red and white checkerboard going up and down the sides of their uniforms. And it'll be McCracken County right to left on your dial here in this opening half of play. And got it. As we have in most games, in the way it should be. You know, you think you know who's going to win, and Ivan, you get fooled a lot, don't you?
You do at times. You know, things that you think could be really academic going into the game. The story just has its twists and turns and plots. And, you know, we were talking last night, Dan, during those last two games off the air. A lot of these games turn down to who's getting shots and where they're getting shots from sometimes. You know, sometimes the defense will take their best player away or players away and make somebody else have to make shots.
We're behind the Bowling Green bench. Riley Campbell came on right before the game started and put lip balm on.
Hey.
You won't see that in a boys' game, I don't think. Here we go. The tip is controlled by Bowling Green. Slapped in backcourt, and Little Wardlow, who's she's right at 5 feet tall. And brings it across the timeline and looks in, and McCracken County is going to set up in a zone. It's looks to me like a, well, 2-3.
Yeah, they're basically just wanting to keep a count of where Smiley is.
Smiley is down low on the left block. There's a steal. Johnson takes it away one-on-one, goes under the basket, puts it up and missed it, comes back and gets a rebound and gets fouled by Wardlow.
You can't look down or stare down passes, and that's what happened for Bowling Green against that zone. You know, they're shading to where Smiley is. Smiley had that really great performance in the second matchup between these two in the regular season.
Johnson went in against Alexander, and Alexander kept her from getting that easy too. So now McCracken County trying to get on the board first. Johnson dribbles, and there is Buchanan firing a three. Good.
Yeah.
Off the right wing.
She's just good. Buchanan is. She just seems so calm when she has the ball in her hands.
Still feet she has, shooting that three ball. And coming down, we get a blocking foul. That's going to go against McCracken County, and that was Jaden Skaggs called for her first foul. So we had one foul each way here in the first 50 seconds of the game.
So important for Bowling Green, especially early, Dan, to stay connected from a scoring standpoint to this McCracken County team.
Here, going way out on the left side is Campbell. And now Wardlow takes it, bowed beyond the top of the key. Dribbles over on the right wing. Johnson right there with her. Johnson much taller. Everybody's much taller than Wardlow. She's got it right now.
You know, the ball has to move. Bodies have to move, Dan, right now. Bowling Green's trying to figure this out.
Now, Wardlow over in the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Spins back and forth. Looking inside. Doesn't have anything. Bounces over on the left side. Coach Calvin Head is up now trying to direct traffic. Alexander back to Wardlow. Wardlow back to Alexander. Sets her up for the three. Got it.
And Wardlow got just enough penetration. They were just moving around, operating on the perimeter, but when she got just a little bit of penetration, it opened up that shot opportunity.
Tied at three apiece. Each team has made a three. Bowling Green defensively is man-to-man. Here's Ava Hughes, the eighth grader, with it. Now Johnson dribbles right across the key, gives to Buchanan down the lane, goes all the way to the rim and lays it up and in.
Buchanan's a little quicker than Smiley out there on the floor, and she got by her.
5-3, McCracken County. Buchanan has all five. Wardlow dribbles it across the timeline. Saw some early pressure from McCracken County. Now they fall back in the 2-3 zone. Johnson out there along with Hughes is one of the two front players in the 2-3 zone. Smiley posting up down low left block. They don't go into her. They have to throw the ball in. She wants it. Here's Wardlow penetrating, puts up a little 8-foot jumper that's no good. Rebounded by Buchanan. She'll bring it herself. Handles the ball well for a big player. Brings it top of the key. A little stop and go dribble. Sends it left corner to Hughes. She drives into the lane. Try to put the shot up and a foul called. And there'll be two shots coming and this foul is going to be on. Going to be on number 10, Katie Smiley. So Smiley gets her first team foul number two. Hughes gets points for that at 5-6 to go in there and challenge the bigs and learn the foul, and now she's made the first free throw. Checking in for Campbell is going to be Josiah Franklin. It's a J-A capital S-I-Y-A-H. Josiah Franklin, a 5'8 senior. Second free throw is also good for Ava Hughes, so it's a 7-3, McCracken County lead early. Wardlow in backcourt, working against Johnson, gets it across the timeline to Smiley, just waits, hands right back to Wardlow, and they'll, again, set that offense up. Chloe Potter will get kind of in the middle of that zone, see if they can get the ball to her. Driving in, all the way in, and laying it up and in is Alexander.
Wow, nice drive. Again, protecting the ball, you know, this McCracken County team has quick hands. They like to get in there and try to disrupt the ball.
Natasha Alexander with the first 5 points for Bowling Green, and now McCracken County trying to throw the ball inside, throws it away. That was over everybody's head. That was a...
Try to screen one in there.
Yeah. If it wasn't thrown on a line drive, you'd think, was that a shot or a pass, huh? It was definitely a pass, but... Yeah. And now McCracken County is going to get into a full court. 2-2-1 is what it amounts to, I think. And here's Wardlow driving right down the middle of the floor, sends it over to Smiley. Back to Wardlow in backcourt. Now she's across the timeline. Cracken defense is way out high. Wardlow bounces it at a high post. Alexander, that's Franklin rather, gives to Alexander, who drives to the basket. We get a whistle. And a blocking foul, and two shots are going to be awarded, and the foul is going to be on Claire Johnson. That's her first.
And Johnson looked totally unathletic right there at the time. I'd never seen it. Her feet just looked like she couldn't pick them up.
Alexander steps up on the free throw line. Free throw is up and leaves it short. She's a lefty. Already has the 5 points Bowling Green has scored. Could have tied the game. Now trying to cut it to one. Shooting into the McCracken County band. And the free throw is good. And now for Bowling Green, Campbell's going to come right back in. And she's going to come in replacing Smiley. So Coach Head you know, using a short bench just try to keep players a little bit rested here. There's Buchanan across the timeline. Gives off at very long range to Hughes. And now Johnson takes it. Johnson to Hughes to Buchanan out on the perimeter. Everything behind the three-point line right now. Hughes, right side. Wardlow right up on her. Gives to Buchanan. Bowling Green can play some defense now. They've got guys that can really get down on it. Here's the ball kicked away. They come up with a steal. Franklin dribbling in on the left side, and she goes all the way and lays it up and in. She's a left-hander, too. Franklin with her first two, and Bowling Green has its first lead at 8-7.
And look at where Bowling Green's making Johnson have to operate when she gets the ball. She's not being able to pick and choose where she wants to get to.
Buchanan drive it in. Try to hook a pass down on the inside. The Reagan Hill is taken away. Franklin, the other way, going to drive in on the left side of the baseline. Kicks it back out. Wardlow slips it over the right to Campbell. Now back to the left. Potter's going to fire three. No good. Rebound Buchanan. Came hot off the iron. Long pass down to Johnson. Claire drives in. Flips it up the left hand. Good.
Yeah, that's where
great
she,
finish.
That's where she wants to be. Get you out there in space one-on-one. She's very creative and crafty in the way she is able to get to the rim.
That's not an easy finish right there. Full speed, left side, not a dead layup, just a few feet away, and kissed it off the glass and made it. 9-8, McCracken County back to the lead, and 2:40 left here in this opening quarter. Wardlow out near the timeline. Johnson was on her. Now Johnson will fall back into the 2-3, a little bit tighter. Wardlow, left side, dribbles in, goes up from 15, missed a shot, rebound tipped out. And getting it back and putting the shot up and missing it is Potter. Potter had a good look down close and rebounded by McCracken County. Johnson dribbling in, goes all the way, taken away. Alexander got it. Alexander heads the other way, doesn't have numbers, but she's going to stop at the three-point line, back up, gives out to Smiley, and they'll set the offense. Coach Calvin Head says, okay, settle it down. Wardlow, 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. The lead belongs to McCracken County at 9-8, and Bowling Green's Coach Calvin Head is up shouting directions to his team. Here is the ball on the left side. They get it down deep in the corner to Campbell. Out it comes to Alexander. And we get a whistle. And a 3-second violation is called on Chloe Potter. Wow, we've had one, and we got a timeout now. 1:36 to play, first quarter of action. McCracken County leads by one. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
McCracken County has put up only four field goal attempts in this opening quarter, and we're down to the 1:36 mark, but they've made three, and one of them was a three-pointer, and they have the lead. 1:36 to go. McCracken County 9, Bowling Green 8. Lady Mustangs are bringing the ball down the floor. Johnson dribbles left across the key. Hughes, and now into the game for McCracken County is Lazaria Bowling. Here is Johnson spinning around the left side. Quick cross-court pass to Hughes. Goes inside to Boland. Doesn't have anything. Now Buchanan takes it. Looking. Goes back out to Hughes. And the clock is down to 105 left here in this opening quarter. So a good tight defense by Bowling Green. And now Johnson tries to go through. Boy, she hit her right elbow on the floor pretty hard. But I think she's okay.
Well, she kind of forced her way to get into that blue painted lane right there, Dan, and that's what she needs to, because I mean this defense has been really, really good.
And she is holding her right elbow.
Yeah, it hit that funny bone. It's gone all the way up through her shoulder.
Natasha Alexander gets her first foul.
Wow,
Hill on the inbounds puts it up and in.
That was too easy.
11-8.
Everybody focused on Buchanan and Johnson. And Hill snuck in there and got that.
50 seconds to go in the quarter. Wardlow gives to Campbell, who sets up over on the right side. Now she goes through and under the basket. Alexander High tried to dribble down the right side of the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be McCracken County's ball. She just kicked it out. And now with 38 seconds to go, McCracken County will come down with the 11-8 lead. They have the possession arrow, so get a chance to push this lead out a little bit right here, Ivan.
Yeah.
By three. And
had the ball at the quarter break.
Buchanan, right side, dribbles toward the lane. Gives back to Johnson. Johnson working against Alexander. Doesn't have a shot. Hill away from the basket. Doesn't have anything. Now Johnson takes it back, and we have 16 seconds to go. Johnson out of the timeline. No panic at all. And Claire Johnson, I mean, she's cool and calm. 8 seconds to go. She's got a great defender on her. Better go now. Better just throw it up there. Three and two, and they did not get a shot. And boy, Coach Scott Sibbles, they didn't seem too unnerved down there. And the first quarter comes to an end. His team does have the lead. 11-8 on Bowling Green. That's how we'll begin the second quarter in just 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
A very demonstrative Calvin Head, challenging his team in the huddle right in front of us as his team is down right now after that opening quarter. I mean, it was defense. We didn't have a lot of shots taken in that first quarter.
That's what I say, you know, even the rebounds is only 4-1. You know, you talk about the number of missed shot opportunities to get a rebound. So, yeah, I think this game right now is going the way Bowling Green's okay with it going right now. It's going to be a low-scoring game. If it stays this way, and he's okay with that, just to keep it a one or two possession ball game until you can make maybe a quick strike at this McCracken County team.
Bowling Green put in two substitutes in the first quarter. McCracken County won. If this game stays close, that may be all we see. We may not see any more than the 13 players we have seen here in this first quarter. Here's Johnson. Boy, Alexander will really get down and guard you now. And I'm talking about moving those feet. Johnson's got a little room to dribble, but that's about it. Here is Buchanan moving in on Smiley. Back spins, weaves, can't get a shot away. Now Hill takes it down the right side of the lane, lays it up and missed it. Rebound taken by Campbell. She'll dribble down with the left hand across the timeline. Now holds up. So getting anything in transition is not going to happen often against these two teams. Bowling Green setting the offense against the zone. Campbell over on the left side, Wardlow right with Alexander in the middle. And now they'll rotate, and Wardlow goes out on top. Dribbles down the right side, gives to Alexander, dribbles in the lane, keeps going, then sends it left corner, now left wing. Smiley a three, bounces off, rebound by Buchanan. Buchanan a long pass to Johnson, who makes the catch, but can't get a shot away. Good defense by Smiley. Now after Buchanan for a three, that's good.
Big shot right there. That's a big shot right there. Even though Smiley tried to get out there, she didn't get out there quick enough. Buchanan, you want to move her off her spot. Because she'll show you that she can knock it down. And that's what Coach Calvin has talking to her. He said that's twice she's gotten free.
8 points for Mickey. I've been calling her Mike. It's M-I-K-E-E, yeah. But they call her Mickey. Mickey Buchanan. She's a 5'11 senior and Claire Johnson a 5'10 senior. Those are the driving forces. Hey, remember, if you're thinking about retirement anytime soon, or maybe it's well down the line, but you really want to make sure you're taken care of when the time gets here. The Family Wealth Group, that's the group of people that you really want to work with. You're going to find them to be a very well-diversified group from the investment arm, which they have a group that handles that for them. They have legal teams that can set you up with trust and make sure that everything is the way you want it to be when you get ready to retire one of these days. Right now, Bowling Green with the ball down 14-8. Wardlow dribbling right. No real change in the defense. Here they whip the ball down the inside, and Smiley puts it up no good under a lot of pressure. And then on the rebound, we get a whistle and a foul that will go against Smiley.
Smiley, I think. It'll be her second.
Katie Smiley, the 6-foot junior. Smiley is going to come out of the game and be replaced by Ja'Kiah Mitchell.
Well, it looked like it was going to be a very promising opportunity for Bowling Green. Yeah. It turns into a disaster.
You think it's 14-10, and instead it's still 14-8. Your center's on the bench with two fouls, and McCracken County has got the ball. Buchanan dribbles down the left side, stops, goes up and banks it up a little bit too hard. Mitchell with the rebound. Here's Wardlow down across the timeline. Hands the ball to Franklin, who's in there right now. Alexander getting a breather. Franklin, Wardlow.
I've got to move the ball. That's what Coach Head saying. You got to move the ball quick.
They go down inside to Mitchell, who gathers herself and then sends it back to the corner to Campbell, who missed a three. Buchanan the rebound. Brings it herself. Johnson always releases, and now the ball is tipped, and it's picked up in there by Potter. Chloe Potter, who is so active. Potter's not very big, but plays much bigger than she is. She go down inside a lot and guard bigger people, and Wardlow bounces into Potter down the lane, kicks it right out to Franklin, who drives through and walks.
She did more than drive through. She was a runaway. She was a runaway vehicle right there.
Well, it was a Euro step that took her on into the central part of Europe.
It was more like Eurasia. She was on the outskirts on the other end.
The Eurasian step, we're calling. 5:05 to go in the first half. It's 14-8. McCracken County lead. Johnson for three, left it short. Franklin with it. Heads down.
Coach Sibbles was upset with that shot.
Nothing in transition, but Bowling Green has the ball. Mitchell is posting up down on the inside against that 2-3 zone. Now they'll rotate players, bring Mitchell high. She'll set a screen for Franklin, bounce it over to Wardlaw. Left wing three, banked it in.
Wow. That.
And if she didn't plan on doing that, she sure made it seem like she did. She acted like, hey, I practice that one all the time. Using that glass. Here is Hill outside. Puts up a shot that's no good. Potter the rebound. Franklin hits the deck, but Bowling Green on the run. Campbell, Wardlow, bounces it over to Potter, who drives toward the lane. Right side Campbell, down low Mitchell. Turns right baseline, might have walked. Gets her shot blocked in there by Hill. A battle for the rebound, or Buchanan it was. And the ball is going to go back over to McCracken County. A lot of action there. And here she comes. Let's start to mention during the break for Bowling Green, Anaya Smith. She's a 6'2 sophomore. And she has checked in now, coming in for Mitchell. Campbell is also coming out of the game as Alexander is back in. McCracken County, we're at the four-minute mark of this first half. Johnson, Buchanan, she launches a three, no good. Spun around, little Wardlow gets a rebound out of the lane. Here she goes, going to go all the way in the lane. Flips it up, no good, but Coach Head said no, but then she got fouled, going to earn free throws.
Wardlow, she's fearless. She goes right in there. It's a very small in stature, but big in heart. And she took it right in there. She's trying to get that little floating runner a couple of different times early in this game.
Jaden Skaggs gets her second foul. Wardlow has 3 points, and this is free throw. And coming back in for McCracken County for Jaden Skaggs is Rosaria Bolin. Wardlow, see if she can deliver the second free throw. Puts it up and in. So she has four. 15 to 11, or 14 to 12, our score now. McCracken County the lead and the ball for the Lady Stangs. Here's ball out beyond the top of the key. Buchanan gives it up to Bolin, and now they go on the right side. They dump it down low, turning and putting it up and just forcing that ball into the basket is Mickey Buchanan, who has 10 points.
It's been playing a splendid game so far from McCracken County when they can get her the ball.
16 to 12, the lead for McCracken County with just under three to play now in the first half in this defensive battle.
Ooh.
A little clear out by Alexander. Oh, and another one, a little slap there, kind of. Now, Bowling Green with the ball. Just working on the perimeter right now. Wardlow has it. Wardlow penetrates down inside the three-point line, missed a 50-footer, rebounded by McCracken County. Here comes Johnson, weaving around, goes all the way in and splits the defense and missed a shot, but got fouled. That personal foul against Bowling Green goes on Alexander. That's her second. So we get a timeout with 2:23 left in the first half of this low-scoring battle. The defenses are commanding right now, but with a little more offense. McCracken County, they lead it 16-12, and we'll be back in just 90 seconds.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
A lot of coaches during the timeouts, they want to sit and they'll pull a little bitty stool out in front of their players. Kelvin Head has a higher stool. He's looking down at the players, and I think that's probably a good idea. He can see what's going on a little bit better. Johnson's free throw is up and good. Third point of the game for Claire Johnson, the leading scorer on the season for the Lady Mustangs. Pulls the trigger, got another one.
Going to continue her career at Samford University.
18-12, a six-point lead. That's the biggest of the game. Crackham County has it right now. 2:10 to play in the half. McCracken County with Wardlow being hounded out front, even though out of that zone defense, as Boland is out there. Now down in the corner to Campbell on the left side. Back out, Wardlow takes it. Again, into the game right now, Anaya Smith at 6'2", and she is up above everybody else in there. And now Wardlow, you got a five-second count?
That was a little quick, I thought. But
I don't know. I didn't really see that anybody was close enough to her to warrant a five-second count. Coach Head is questioning it right now. So McCracken County with 1:45 to play. First half of action, Johnson dribbles into the lane, splits the defense, flips it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. And that foul will be against Anaya Smith.
Coach Head was stuck to his official because it took forever for the official to blow the whistle there, and he's like, okay, what did you see?
Johnson's free throw up and good. Johnson is just, you know, and you, there are a lot of players that are like this. I mean, she's very calm. It's like the fact that she hadn't scored a lot early does not give her one moment for concern, you can tell. It's all about the game and playing the whole game. And it's 20-12 now, McCracken County opening up the lead. Bowling Green really struggling on offense right now.
Yeah, they're not moving the ball. And like I said, you got to have ball movement, body movement, and we're not having enough of that for this Bowling Green team. They're trying to figure things out.
And really no attempts much to get into the crease of the zone. And now driving in is Franklin. Hands it back out. They go right side. Wardlow fires a shot up there that's no good. And the ball is out of bounds. McCracken County will get it.
And you can see not having Smiley available. Really, really kind of handcuffs this offense a little bit.
Oh, Wardlow steal. Wardlow, then she missed the shot. And he gets a rebound.
I just wonder
back
how,
out front.
You wonder how that equation happens. Smallest person on the floor.
The Bowling Green gets the ball right back. They're down by eight. They only scored 13 in the first half of the opening game before coming back to get the win in the second half by 2 points. But you know how badly Coach Calvin Head wants to score for his team right here. Down by eight at 20-12. Clock at 28. A couple of players outside just passing back and forth.
Coach Sivils is wanting his team to pressure a little bit more. Maybe they can throw up an errant shot and get another basket themselves before half.
10 seconds to go. Campbell inside. Franklin goes for the ball. Got a good shot. Missed it. And on the follow, we get a foul on Buchanan, I believe. The question was, at that instance, was Smith over the back of Buchanan? Or
did caught it on Smith. Well, that was... The optics right there didn't look good.
No, Smith gets her second foul. And the thing about it was, we don't have the angle.
No,
it
we don't.
Like, looked like she might have been on the back, over the back. But the call of the foul, here's 2 seconds to go. Three out of the left corner is no good. Put up by Ava Hughes, and the first half comes to an end. At halftime, McCracken County 20, Bowling Green 12 here at Rupp Arena. And we'll be back to recap it for you. Commissioner Julian Tackett of the KHSAA will come and join us at halftime. Don't go away. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
And we're back here at Rupp Arena now at halftime, 20-12. Bowling Green, don't give up on the Lady Purples. They only scored 13 in the first half of their opening game when they came back and got a win in the second half. But they have struggled offensively in this first half. Right now we're having the players, regional players of the year that are receiving awards out on the floor and from Montgomery County. Hayden Barrier, the player of the year in the 10th region, is out there among them. Congratulations to her. We have the commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm trying not to look at him too much. He's got a green bow tie on that you can, you know. I wish we were on TV, Commissioner. Good morning. It is still morning. Yeah, good morning.
Well, good morning. I thought I was going to, you know, maybe somebody would notice the tie, but right now everybody seems focused on Ivan's pants, so it's a very good fashion day here at the Girls State Tournament.
Yeah, the polo pants, as I call them, that he's got on. But, hey, it's Bow Tie Friday. Did you come up with the idea?
We were sitting around the tournament 2 or 3 years ago and just said, you know, do something after the first round. It's our workers. We've got a cadre of about 75 people that just wanted to do something fun, and we said, well, let's just wear a bow tie. And it started with, we had a person that was going through a cancer battle, and we ordered a bunch of pink bow ties. And then now it's just every Friday we just try to do something different, just to liven it up a little bit.
Yeah, and you've got your Irish green on.
Well, I've got it's a cross between an Irish promotional green tie and something you would see in the Shrine Circus. So I'm really not sure, but, you know, it's we're celebrating St. Patrick's weekend, watching some great basketball with these girls.
Hey, there you go. I think somebody said that for me, hey, check out the commissioner we need down there. He's got on his clown tie.
Yep. Well, I have my wife says my middle name is Amazon Deal of the Day, and so we bought a box of these green ones and a box of like 48 black ones for the 2 weeks, so we can take care of all our workers.
Commissioner, I don't know what you all are doing over there, but at the KHSAA, but you keep inventing sports, I think it is. We've got more sports coming online.
You know, it's interesting because we've spent at least all the time in my career promoting participation. We know it's the best dropout rate for kids, best thing to help the dropout rate for kids, best thing to help academic performance, just to be playing for your school. I don't think I ever envisioned that it would grow as big as it has. And when we did a post-pandemic survey of our schools, and we're required by regulation to do this survey every 3 years, I figured after what they've been through in the pandemic, our schools would say, not no, but heck no, nothing. This year and next year, we'll add 5 different championships that have, where girls wrestling and the indoor track meet, and then next year, boys volleyball and both genders of lacrosse. So it's constant. But it's that many more kids participating. So I think it's a good thing.
Hayden Barrier has just gotten her award, and coming up, from out of the 15th region, we're going to get Miss Rose is going to get an award. She's headed down to Southern Miss. When you get to meet some of these players, Commissioner, it's amazing. And down at the All-A Classic, they had a lot of room down there at Corbin Arena. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, she has a warm-up routine before the game that goes on for about 45 minutes, and her dad helped her develop it because they found that it seemed like the more warmed up she was, the harder she had worked in warm-up, she shot the ball better. And wow, it's unbelievable to watch her in her pregame warm-ups. But I only say that to say that these athletes, these are intelligent young people, and it's amazing when you get to know, you know, what they're doing and what their goals and aspirations are for the future. You experience it all the time, and I know it's one of the things that keeps you going.
Oh, absolutely. They just, some of the best and brightest people we know get to play on the stage that we're having a championship. And that's what's always really good. You know, you brought up Hayden, having watched her mother play and watching her mother's intensity on social media. You can see how somebody might get a little bit more drive. It's like watching the Shepherd kid play at Kentucky and then watching his mother, and you're like, I think we figured out who's driving. It's interesting you talk about player and routine because some people are so different. You know, there's a current player for UK that a lot of fans would like to see starting. And he kind of reminds you of the thing that went on with Devin Booker. When Booker was here, he felt like he didn't want to start. He needed a couple of minutes to kind of watch the game and get his mind into it. He was physically ready. And he played better coming off the bench. There's a couple of people like that today on Kentucky's team. That fans and keyboard warriors, as I call them, they think starting is everything. Well, just like you said, the routine for that kid, they have found it's better for her. And we can't put athletes, we can't use a cookie cutter on it. They're all unique, and what drives them is different.
Well, I tell you what, the cheerleaders from Bowling Green, two from Bowling Green, two from McCracken County, are shooting from free throws, and the Bowling Green girl didn't make any. And McCracken County rolled one in. I'm glad we know why those girls are cheerleaders. They picked the right.
Yeah, people have to pick what's best for them, and apparently they made the right choice. We'll be as politically correct as we can.
Hey, what's the sport that is the most foreign to your mentality of thinking, wow, I would have never have thought about playing that sport, and it's amazing to me that there are enough out there, and we're going to sanction the sport. Is there that?
Well, you've got, you know, for me, I started in the mid-'80s, and soccer was brand new, and it was really big in other countries and wasn't big here, and I didn't grow up with it. We had a team when I was in high school, but, you know, it just was kind of foreign. But each time we've added something, it's been an educational opportunity, even for our staff who didn't know things. You know, I did a little track when I was in high school. I knew the field events. I obviously didn't know the running events. But administering a track meet, you learn that each one of these kids are such good athletes. When now you turn around and you start talking about things that we've added lately, bass fishing and archery, and you look at the intensity of those people, now you're talking about boys volleyball, which my prediction is that sport will explode in growth. It's going to be played in the spring, which is opens up a time that a lot of schools have gym time available. There's very athletic males that maybe don't play baseball and don't run track that are going to be playing. It will grow very quickly. Lacrosse will probably be a little slower. Lacrosse is one that, and really basically it's like with volleyball that you got one rules difference, just the height of the net. Otherwise, it's the volleyball you're used to seeing. Contrasted with lacrosse, which people don't understand that boys and girls lacrosse are totally different. One's a very physical game with required equipment on the boys' side, and the girls is not. It's a different way of playing. So it is really interesting to watch these new things, and people that grew up in a, you know, trying to learn sports, and maybe they thought they knew sports. You know, you find out that there's a lot more to stats than to sports than statistics and who started. I mean, it's just it's really kind of refreshing to watch these kids. What we really like is to watch a kid that comes to an event like this, and they're sitting next to last seat on the bench, and they're an eighth grader, and they just dressed for the first time, and see that same kid 2 and 3 years later that has earned their time, and they are on the stage and the star, and it just, the growth there. That's why we love our student leadership program so much. We bring in about 400 kids each summer that the schools have selected as their leaders in the athletic program, and we watch those kids then come back to these events, and that's what you want to see is the growth. You don't want robots out there. You want to see people grow and change.
Yeah. Please, I hope we don't get rugby or boxing.
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the funnier things happened when we're talking about adding sports. We've had a little pressure to add trap shooting. And one of the problems that we've talked about, it's a real problem when you try to figure out that you want to add a sport with live ammunition in a day when school security is the way it is. So you start the contrast there. We were sitting in the office one day, and I won't identify her, but she's on her senior staff. We were talking about the problem with adding shooting sports, and she said, well, the track starters just use blanks. Couldn't we do that? And it took her a second.
Yeah. Oh.
And I looked at a couple other staff. I said, y'all want this one or you want me to? So sometimes we do have to kind of talk through things and learn. But I don't think right now there's a big push. NFL is backing this. There's a big push for flag football for girls. It's a marketing thing for the NFL. They want to get girls that are interested in football who follow football the rest of their life. At the same time, it's a great activity. It's much more than powder puff, as we might have called it in the day. That's the fastest growing. We get a few people talking about weightlifting. There's a little hesitation there. Do you really want a weightlifting competition where football coaches potentially, and I say potentially, could require kids to be with them all year long? They've got the fall, then they got a weightlifting season, and maybe spring football. And we really are pushing. You need to play something different. You talked about the stretch routine. Athletes out there, and I tell you what, Hayden's mother is a big advocate of this. The more you can do in different things and the more you can get different types of exercise, the better you're developing your whole body. And so I think it's important that we be sure we guard against too much of one. At the same time, we're expanding. And the last thing, I'm not sure how much more our athletic directors can handle. That's a big worry for me, because we're having a 20% turnover every year in athletic directors. That is a thankless job. And some members of boards of education think that's just, oh, just all they do is roll out the basketballs and get the change box out for the gate. And it's not like that. And adding more and more sports is a challenge. But our ADs seem to be ready for it. They're the ones who voted for it. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. But wonder if we'll ever have a mandate through the Department of Education that says schools have to have a full-time athletic director who does nothing but be a full-time athletic director.
I think you might end up seeing something more along the lines of because, you know, that we're a local control state. Mandates don't work very well, but you might see something along the lines of you've got to do these following duties to the point that you need a position. You kind of create the mandate without mandating. And I think you're going to see that. I mean, we've got schools, and God love them, we respect them, but they got people trying to teach foreign classes a day, five classes a day, and oh, by the way, I'll be the AD on my planning period.
Yeah.
That's not practical at all. We got a coach in this team that's also the AD.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they're smart. They've hired an assistant that during basketball season becomes the AD. And then he's the football coach, so during the football season, Calvin goes back to being the AD. So they've realized it is a full-time gig. We've got to have it.
Yeah, just scheduling the buses is a full-time job.
Absolutely. And think about, basketball is fairly predictable unless it snows. Imagine trying to be an AD actively helping schedule baseball and softball with the weather we have in Kentucky. The old Groundhog Day slogan is that Groundhog predicts the next 6 weeks of weather, except Kentucky, where you're doing your own thing. And so we've seen that lately, without doubt.
Hey, Commissioner Julie Tackett, always a pleasure. Always wish we had more time. Thanks for joining us and sharing with us some things going on. And hey, have a great summer. I know it. Summers are too quick, aren't they?
They are. Doug Stone has a country song out that says they don't make years like they used to. And definitely that's true here. But I want to be sure and publicly thank you and Hayes and Ivan. You all are longtime supporters. You're going to be here as long as you can be here. And we really appreciate that and the people that are listening to you and putting the message out.
Thank you. Commissioner Julian Tackett. And we'll be back and be ready for the second half coming up in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
In that first half, when have we had a game that at halftime rebounding was 10-7? McCracken County leads Bowling Green. You know, both coaches were in there telling their teams, hey, you got to get on the board. And wait a second, there weren't enough shots up. There weren't enough missed shots. Bowling Green, 4 of 16 from the field. Again, just as they were in the opening round, they struggled in the first half. Will they recover here? We're going to find out as we get the second half underway. They've got the ball to begin the second half of play, moving right to left on your dial here at Rupp. And Coach Cowan heads in front of us now, his team on offense. We may miss a little bit of this action because Cowan's a big guy. Coach Sivils is too. Here is Franklin, who starts the second half with the ball beyond the top of the key. Goes over on the right side, and over there is Potter. And now finally Wardlaw will come back out front. And again, the 2-3 zone's been really good to McCracken County.
And if you like 1-0 baseball, you'll like this action right now, the way this game's going pace-wise.
Alexander moves in, puts up a 15-footer near the left baseline, missed his shot. And the rebound by Buchanan. She runs it down. Gets to the offensive end, and now Johnson takes over. Johnson rotating right against Alexander. Mm-hmm. Goes down to Buchanan on the right baseline, spins, weaves, goes in, gets her shot blocked by Franklin, and Bowling Green with a rebound. Wardlow runs it down, stops, gives to Smiley out front, and they'll have to set the offense again. Franklin moves in. There is Alexander out of the left corner. It doesn't go. Rebound by Hill. Ahead, Johnson runs down, doesn't have numbers. Circles back, gives to Buchanan. She dribbles a little bit right across the key. Doesn't really have anything. Hill's down low, but can't get it to her. Now for McCracken County. Skaggs is back in there.
And Hill trying to connect with Johnson on a backdoor cut, but it was covered up. I mean, this Bowling Green team, you just look at them, and they're built like a defensive team. I mean, you said, oh, I bet they're a really good defensive team walking off the bus. You could see why.
Bowling Green with it. I mean, there's going to be a big cheer when somebody scores points in this game. Smiley down to
both fan bases.
Yeah, there's a steal. Picking it off was Claire Johnson. She read that pass so well. Here's Buchanan on the offensive end, but working against Franklin, who blocked her shot a moment ago. Buchanan taller, but Franklin long arms. Now Buchanan drives left. Smiley blocks her shot this time. Here's Wardlow running the other way. Going to go all the way, goes under, puts it up and in.
I see a speed racer right there. I mean, you know, the McCracken County defenders had a head start on her, and she still blew right past them.
20-14. And with 6 points, Natea Wardlow.
Oh.
Now Wardlow has a jump ball. She moves into top. There were two McCracken County players there and Wardlow, and the two could not keep it away from the 5-foot point guard for Bowling Green.
And Hughes was very casual with the ball, and you can't do that with Wardlow because she's so low to the ground. She just ran right up on her and got her hands on it.
Possession arrow does keep it with McCracken County, and we played 2.5 minutes of the second half. Driving in, Johnson goes up and missed a shot. Looked like contact, no call. Alexander the rebound, runs it down across the timeline, holds up and threw it away. Hughes, the eighth grader, picks it off, goes under, lays it up and in.
Well, what almost happened to Hughes earlier on that previous possession, she took advantage of against Bowling Green.
22-14, and now we get a whistle out on the floor. The foul is going to be against Johnson. Claire Johnson gets her second foul, first of the second half. Bowling Green will inbound the ball. 5:05 to go.
Got to stay focused, Dan. A game like his possessions, wow, you know, it's such a spotlight on them in a game like this where they're going to be so few far in between, you think, as this game goes along, if the first half is any indication.
Wardlow bounces it down to Franklin on the left wing, way outside, not even thinking about creating offense there. Gives it up, gets it back, now back to Wardlow again. Now they'll kind of change positions, and Now Franklin dumps it down into Smiley, makes a little move, puts it up, and it rolls in.
And a nice soft touch. Didn't really get the glass, and that's what was so unusual about that.
First two of the game for Smiley, who is their leading scorer. Now Buchanan down inside. Goes back out to Hughes, who tried to dribble through the lane. Wardlow knocked it away. Picked up by Franklin. Franklin on the dribble, left hand. Down the corner, Potter back out. There's a three by Campbell. It's good. Riley Campbell's first points of the game. And all of a sudden, it's 22-19. And McCracken County is going to take a timeout. 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. A three-point game, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See McGarmy Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
So here in this third quarter, Bowling Green, team that had 12 points at halftime, and now they got 19. They scored 7 in less than 4 minutes after getting 12 in 16 minutes in the first half. Now McCracken kind of trying to answer here. Buchanan, Hughes, Gardner on the left wing. Try to get into Buchanan, knocked away, but great hustle that time to get the ball back by Ava Hughes, the eighth grader. We can see why she's in there. She's very steady and yet not just steady. She can make plays. Gardner, left corner, good.
Big shot.
Knocks down a three.
Who's going to be those players, Dan, that make plays? They're not typically those players you expect to make plays.
That's Jaden Skaggs.
Skaggs
with the basket, 25-19. Much needed. Wardlow almost lost the dribble there, but keeps it now, gives to Potter. Although they're kind of overloading the left side. Alexander now skips it right, a cross-court pass to Wardlow, three good.
Two big threes by Wardlow in this ball game.
Mateo Wardlow, she's got 9 points for her team, and they're down by three, 25-22. 3 minutes to play. Johnson, Buchanan drives in the lane, a floater from 10 feet is no good, rebounded by Campbell. Hands to Wardlow, who directs traffic as she comes. Looks over to Coach Calvin Head. Well, when she looks at the coach, it's like, come on, Coach, what are we doing here? Inside Smiley is going to be fouled as she goes up for a shot. And the personal is going to go against Skaggs, and that'll be her third. And we get a timeout. 2:40 left to play here in the third quarter. McCracken County with a 25-22 advantage, and we'll be back here at Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
As we come back to action, free throws coming for Katie Smiley, 6 foot junior for the Bowling Green Purple. She has just 2 points in the game. Free throw is up and it rolled off.
Did like the way Bowling Green did try to get her the ball down inside. You know, they were looking at her in the first half. They just couldn't move the ball and get it to her and get the situations.
She makes the second. 25-23. 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Kraken County the lead and the ball. Claire Johnson dribbles left, hands to Buchanan. She comes over the right side. Gives it to Boland down the corner, and now back out to Johnson on the right wing. Behind a screen by Boland, can't get free. Goes back the other way, down the left baseline. Hill with it. Hill doesn't have anything. And we're down to 2:10 left in the quarter. Kraken County just trying to find a soft spot in this zone. Hill is screened for Johnson, nothing there. Buchanan down to Hughes. She dribbles left, outside. Ball knocked away from Johnson, but she gets it. Johnson top of the key. Left side, Boland. They would let Boland shoot, I think. Right side, Hughes. Now Boland drives down the lane, goes all the way, flips it up, and it rolled off. And the rebound tracked down by Wardlow, way outside, and Wardlow is fouled by Ava Hughes. That's her first foul.
Yeah, there's really beauty in watching Bowling Green play defense. You know, I know a lot of people was like, yeah, I came to see a team score or a game with a lot of points. But, boy, there's beauty in seeing a team just kind of snuff out, you know, your best options offensively.
Here's Wardlow racing across the timeline. Boland's sticking right with her. There's Wardlow. Finally gets rid of it.
I like that defensive change from McCracken County putting Boland on Wardlow.
Over on the right side is Franklin. Franklin has switched sides. Now she comes dribbling.
We got Smith with a
moving screen out there. Smiley's going to get the foul call. The offensive foul on Smiley, and that's her third. And coming back into the game almost immediately after coming out is Chloe Potter. Potter comes in at 5'7", Smiley at 6 feet. So Bowling Green goes much smaller. Campbell out there becomes at 5'9", becomes their tallest player on the floor right now. Now they go to Buchanan, right back to Johnson. And, oh, there was an illegal screen there. Johnson goes for the bucket, lays it in.
Coach Head saw it and didn't like it.
Well, they missed a call there. I mean, they gave Johnson a clear path to the basket on a moving screen. That looked pretty obvious from here. 27-23, we're under a minute in this final quarter. Here, Franklin way outside. Possession arrow rests with Bowling Green, so they got a chance back-to-back baskets to tie this game. Here is Campbell. Almost threw it away, but Wardlow gets it. 35 seconds to go. Skip pass over. Campbell. Back to Wardlow. Alexander. The zone for McCracken County, they're keeping focused. It's not like we think they're going to run it down, so we're not going to play defense until we get close to the end of the quarter. Now Wardlow, left corner, three, on the way, bounces off, rebound, Hill, Boland, Johnson, 8 seconds to go, Johnson charge. That's a block. Well, Johnson's moving at such a fast rate, it's hard to get in front of her, but you can hear the crowd reaction. The personal foul is on Alexander, and that'll be her third. And shots coming for Claire Johnson.
Couldn't tell if she got beat to the spot or not because, you know, it was away from us. But, well, I thought it was a great defensive effort to try to stop her.
Johnson makes a free throw, her ninth point. Pushes the lead back out to 5 points. And makes another one. So she has 10. The lead is 6, 29-23. 6.2 seconds to go. Smiley's going to come in, replacing Potter. Potter is none too happy.
She's not.
Here we go. Alexander racing down the left side. Got to get a shot away. Goes in. 15-footer good.
Oh, wow.
As he went right by the defender right in front of us and got a good look and knocks it down. Big basket to end the quarter for Bowling Green. Alexander with eight. And McCracken County with a four-point lead starting the final period at 29-25. Will return in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Hey, we have come to the end of three quarters. We had, I think... That's probably about a
daycare broke out in here.
I think it's a six-year-old on that other side, and he didn't win, but a valiant effort in the Clark's Pump and Shop car race that they put on here at the end of three quarters. It's always a fun time for the fans, and here, fun time for one of these teams because somebody's moving on to the semifinal round tomorrow morning.
Eight minutes in regulation to find out who gets a chance to take some hardware home. I mean, that's what's so important about this game. You win here, you get to the Final Four, you're going to take some hardware home, and that's always a great accomplishment. Just getting here, but once you get here, you want to try to make a good long run at it, and one of these teams have an opportunity to do that.
Bowling Green with the ball, down 29-25. Wardlow, throw it away. Johnson, the interception, goes under, lays it up and in. Boy. Again, Johnson is quite a player. She does so many little things like that. Six-point game. Alexander back the other way trying to answer. Little step through, puts it up and rolls off. Rebound out. Johnson's got it again. Doesn't have numbers. Dribbles, keeps the dribble, sends it left side. Open shot, Buchanan. Three is no good. Rebound, battle for and picked up in there by Smiley. You got Smiley and Alexander each with three fouls. They're now back in there. 7:20 to play. Their team down by six. Here is Alexander on this left wing, and she is the creator of offense for this Bowling Green team. I mean, Wardlow can do it too, but she's so small. Campbell's going to come back into the game. Here is Potter to Wardlow. Wardlow's going to fire a three that's no good. We already had a foul called that will be against Claire Johnson. Johnson gets her third foul. Now we're going to get Alexander coming out. Campbell in. Here we go. Bowling Green, and there is Franklin, a three. No good out of the left corner. Rebounded by Buchanan. Long pass down to Johnson on the left side. Drives for the basket. Sends it right corner. There's a three up and good.
This is trouble now.
Jaden Skaggs. Skaggs with her second free here in the second half. And it's 34-25. So the lead goes to nine. There's a steal. Pass ahead to Johnson. Lays it up and in.
But Crockett County stayed behind the tractor long enough on that side row. It finally got to the dotted line, and it's passing by. And it's going to try to leave that tractor behind.
There you go. 7-0 run in 90 seconds to begin this final quarter. And that means a 13-point lead for McCracken County, and we'll be back. Timeout taken. We return in a minute.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Will Keith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
A game where you really don't expect scoring runs because we're not getting a lot of points. Boy, a 4-point lead becomes an 11-point lead really, really quick. And then the last punch, we go all the way out to a 13-point advantage. It's 11 right now, 36-25. So 7 from 4 to 11 real quick. And now Bowling Green, the question is, can they create enough offense, Ivan?
Can they get their head back above water in any way? Because they've got to speed up the pace to get more possessions now, even.
Campbell across the timeline. Alexander is now out on the point of the offense. Little Wardlow's out of the game momentarily. Here is Alexander trying to drive in. Gives to Franklin. She drives on the left side all the way to the basket, lays it up and in.
There we go. Quick strike within this in the offense. They took advantage of the overplay defensively there at time by McCracken County.
36-27, Hill at a high post. Hill, and now we get a whistle. What have we got?
We got a foul here on the floor here.
I think on Bowling Green.
Yeah,
and
Potter.
Potter gets called for the foul. Her first foul of the game. Foul situation, of course, with only 2 minutes gone, but only one foul each way. Here in this final period, we get to five before we get free throws automatically, unless it's a shooting foul. Here is Johnson dribbling outside. Smiley picks her up on a switch. Handoff. Now driving is Johnson down the left side. Missed the driving shot. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with McCracken County. Coach Scott Sibbles, he gets down. He plays offense. He plays defense. He's in there. Here comes the entry pass, and they send it out deep to Johnson. Skaggs inbounded it. Johnson dribbling around, going to go for the basket, and then sends it left corner. There's a three that is no good, but Johnson the rebound. Back up, no good, but she got fouled. Oh, well, little Ava Hughes missed that three out of the corner, but Johnson, confidence to send it to her, but then also followed in and got the rebound.
Yeah, well, McCracken County getting there, get offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities. In this situation, it's really, really tough for Bowling Green. They've got to be on point in every aspect right now.
Johnson makes the free throw, the lead back to 10 points. 5:31 to go. Johnson spins this one, it rattles around and stays home. Johnson having a big second half. She's got 16 in the game. 10 have come here since the intermission. And the lead is back to 11 at 38-27. Here is Franklin. Franklin dribbles across the key, gives to Alexander. It's Smiley. Goes for the bucket, puts it up. No good. We got fouled. Hill will make her own the points at the line. Hill's first foul. Hill's a sophomore. Hughes is an eighth grader. Bolden, who comes in as a freshman. The two big players for this McCracken County team are seniors, but Coach Scott Sibbles, he has players coming. Free throw is no good by Smiley. She'll have another one coming, but we're going to have a break in the action. A timeout taken. The lead, 11 for McCracken County with just 5:12 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Another free throw coming for Smiley. She really needs to make it because every point is really, really important. You're down by 11. This free throw is good. Smiley, that's only her fourth point of the game. 38-28. Now, Bowling Green is going to get into their full court offense. Campbell is out. Wardlow back in for defensive purposes. Here is Johnson. Boy, Coach Head wanted a push off there on Johnson.
Yeah.
Here is Alexander guarding Johnson with exactly 5 minutes to play in this game. Johnson just back and forth on the dribble. They go down side and they knock it away from Buchanan. And picked up by Franklin. She saved it in bounds. Alexander now going to take it in. Goes all the way through the lane. Puts it up and in off the glass with the left hand. What a nice finish.
Bowling Green calls a timeout here. That was. I mean, Alexander is showing you at times, you know, her athleticism both on Wednesday and again here today. It's just really tremendous. She's a really nice-looking athlete and ball player.
38-30 our score. We've still got 4:45 to go, so Bowling Green has time. It's just we kind of think with their offensive output, you know. Our coverage of the Girls Sweet 16, headlined by the Family Wealth Group, and proud to represent such a terrific organization that has been built piece by piece over the last decade to get so many great pieces in line, so that when you think about retirement, you wonder, how can I go and get the proper direction? Family Wealth Group can take care of it for you. They love to work with you. Here's the full court press, and it comes in. Here's Buchanan. Buchanan is what a great asset to have against full court pressure. A player of her length that can handle the ball the way she can. Franklin guarding her. Down deep in the corner to Hughes, who dribbles back out on top of the key. Hands it off to Hill at long range. Now working with the ball is Skaggs. The ball taken away from Skaggs by Potter. Another turnover. Smiley coming down. Smiley didn't have anything in transition. Holds up. Franklin. Left side. To Smiley. Now Wardlow. Down the right corner this time is Alexander. They're kind of out of position, I think, Ivan. Wardlow into the lane, lost the handle on the ball, but we get a foul.
They really wanted an opportunity for Smiley to get a shot, but they could not get it set up quick enough to get her that look.
That foul, I think that was on Claire Johnson. That's her fourth foul. Claire Johnson with four fouls and 4:05 to go. She's going to stay in the game. Wardlow's going to come out. Back in is Campbell. Inside, Potter puts it up, no good. Rebound, Campbell back up and in.
And putting Campbell in and taking Wardlow out gives you more size out there to get not only your shot off, but it makes a better rebounding team.
38-32. 11 down to 6. Johnson on the dribble, goes in, sends in left corner. There's a three, and knocking it down over there is Jaden Skaggs. Her third three of this game. That's her 9 points.
So time.
41-32. Franklin. Franklin looking. Just killed the dribble. Alexander out front. Gallinette is up, and boy, is he animated. Potter. Franklin, left side, bounces into Smiley. Turns, weaves, goes up, gets it blocked out of bounds by Hill.
You see Buchanan immediately go over to Hill and say, just wall up. Don't leave your feet. Just wall up.
Yeah, they did call the foul on Hill. I didn't know he'd. And to the line goes Katie Smiley. She's got two free throws. She's only made 2 of 4, but puts this one up and in.
That's what you ask the seniors to do. You know, be coaches out on the floor to the younger players. That's what Buchanan's trying to do for Hill.
41-33. Back to a 7-point game as Smiley makes another one. So a 7-point lead. McCracken counted the ball and only 3:18 to play now. Here is Johnson, guarded by Alexander. Goes behind his screen, lost the ball, picked up by Franklin. Franklin running, Buchanan is back. Franklin goes under, stops, and gets fouled. Almost a travel, I thought, on Franklin, but they get the foul on Buchanan. That's her first foul of the game, I believe. And Franklin will go to the line to shoot two. Josiah Franklin has 4 points in the game, shooting two here. He can make it a 5-point game with 3:06 to go. Free throws up and good. I don't know. Here's a player who hadn't shot a free throw yet today, Ivan.
Yeah, I mean.
you wonder, in this environment, they make shots a lot of times you don't really expect.
Yeah, they're a little bit more focused sometimes.
That was no good. Rebound by Hill. 41-35, six-point game. Buchanan out of the perimeter with the ball. Being guarded by Franklin. Buchanan dribbling and almost a five-second count. And finally, Coach Sybils took a timeout with 2:49 to go. His team up by six and with the ball, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Coverage of the Girls Sweet 16 brought to you in part by Garrett Furniture, Main Street, Carlisle. Doug Garrett, what a great guy. If you're looking for home furnishings, you can't do any better than Garrett Home, Garrett Furniture on Main Street, Carlisle. I guarantee you.
Coach,
I don't know how I guarantee that, Ivan, but I do.
You're a man that can provide guarantees. I like it. Being behind the Bowling Green bench here during that timeout, a lot of it was just, you know, getting these girls focused and to say, hey, you got to believe we can do this. 2:49 left, down six. You got to believe you can do this.
Potter is guarding Johnson, who has it and brings it across the timeline. Johnson, well, she crossover dribbles about as well. She changes hands and moves from right to left so easy. They double her. She gives it to Buchanan. The clock is 2.5 minutes to go. A six-point lead. Fouls right now. Bowling Green has committed only two, so they can be really aggressive and should be. There is Hill getting the ball back out to Buchanan. Franklin defending her. She gets it down to Hughes. Hughes in trouble, and we get a foul. It's on Franklin. Boy, that was interesting.
Yeah, because they got it in the eighth grader's hands.
Right in front of Coach Sybils. He was wondering, do I call a timeout? Yeah. She's kind of trapped. And what was going to happen? A lot of emotion in the faces that we saw there. We do get the timeout now for media. 2:11 to play. Six-point lead for our McCracken County. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Bowling Green now has committed three fouls, so they have one more to give before they'll put McCracken County on the line. Just 2:10 left. Here's Johnson in backcourt. Throws it down, gets it across the timeline. Now Johnson gets it back. We already had a foul. Over on that left side, kind of blocked out by Coach Calvin Head. The personal foul goes against Natasha Alexander. That's her fourth. Johnson takes the ball in backcourt. Wardlow comes to defender. They're going to try to double her. Long pass down. Get it across the timeline. And now we got
the Franklin.
A foul that's going to be on Franklin. And they're going to send Ava Hughes to the free throw line. She made a pair of free throws back in the first quarter. Has 4 points in the game. Eighth grader trying to stretch the lead. 1:57 to go. Shot is no good. She immediately turns and looks over to the bench.
So coach, you just stay with
I would have looked away. I would have looked anywhere but over the bench.
So there never is a coach. You didn't leave the gym open long enough for me going there. She makes extra shots up.
Trying to make it a 7-point game, and she does. So it's three possessions for whatever that might be worth here. 42-35. Bowling Green, can they get some quick offense? It hasn't usually been quick for them. Driving in, Alexander flips it up. I thought it was going to roll in. A lot of contact, a rebound by McCracken County and a foul, and Buchanan is going to go to the line. The personal foul is going to be on Smiley. That's her fourth foul. And Buchanan, who has not scored in the second half, Ivan. She had 10 points in the first half. We've seen a lot of that here this week, too.
Yeah, you know, just the ebbs and flows of some of these offensive players. Maybe dormant one half, and electric another.
Free throws good. 43-35.
She was a big part of the story early in this ball game when McCracken County needed her and Johnson couldn't get touches.
And can push it to nine, and she does. A 9-point lead now for McCracken County. Quickly down, Franklin. Gives it up. Smiley over to Alexander. Alexander knows we got to have quick offense. Smiley looking for the shot, couldn't get it. Alexander wanted to drive through. Left side, Franklin drives on the baseline. Angles out, try to put up his shot, no good. Rebounded up and in by Franklin. How about that?
Great effort. Great sustained effort on the glass there.
The personal foul from McCracken County goes against Hill, Reagan Hill, and Franklin to the free throw line. Trying to cut this lead back down to 6 points with 1:23 to go. Missed a free throw and the rebound.
Great play.
Gathered in. Boy, Buchanan had to go high to get it. And now Johnson coming down across the timeline. Gives to Buchanan. And now we get a foul. And they foul Buchanan. Potter gets her second. Alexander's going to come back in, so he's doing a little offense-defense right now, substituting. Still 1:11 to go. The lead at 7. Buchanan, who is 2-for-2 from the line a moment ago, puts it up, and it's no good. Now Wardlow comes out. Alexander, no, Wardlow's not coming out. Yeah, now she is. So Wardlow out, and Alexander back in. The free throw is good. 45-37. Franklin. Long range, trying to dribble in. Jump stop. Flips it up, no good, but a foul, and that's on Hill. And we got two shots coming. Well, you can't do any better than that if you can make free throws, Ivan, to get that clock stopped and
Better
cut into this.
Putting points on an eight-point lead. Putting points on the board without the clock moving gives you a greater chance to get back in this ball game.
But she missed it. 102 to go. Franklin knows what it's how important that is. She did not accept the hand slaps of missing that free throw from her teammates.
So frustrated with herself.
Ready to put the second one up there. She makes it. She has 8 points now. Timeout. It is a 7-point game. 45-38, just 102 to go. And we'll return to Rupp Arena to finish this one up in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
McCracken County with the ball, a 7-point lead. They come the length of the floor. Full court pressure by Bowling Green. Buchanan gets it in. Johnson gives it right back to Buchanan. Dribbles across the timeline. And we get a whistle and a foul. It'll be on Franklin. 55.5 to go. Franklin picking up her fourth personal foul. And Buchanan will shoot two more free throws. She has 13 points in the game. 3 of 4 from the line. And puts it up no good off the back of the iron. Now Alexander comes in for Wardlow. Wardlow saying, you should have left me in to shoot the three, coach.
But I could have taken care of that for you.
Buchanan. Second one spins out. Potter has it. Well, you can't ask for more than that. Can you make a shot? Here's Campbell way outside.
Got to get going now.
Oh, clock at 45, and now Campbell fires a three. That's no good. Left it short. Rebound. Johnson comes out of there. Johnson races down, gets it across the timeline, circles back out. We're down to 30 seconds to go now. Buchanan hooks a pass. 25 seconds to go. And now we're going to get a timeout, I think, taken by McCracken County with 22 seconds to go. 45-38 is the score. And McCracken County is headed on to the semifinal round of the Sweet 16. We'll be back. Wrap this game up in 1 minute.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking for-
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Bracken County about to punch their ticket to the semifinal round coming up of this Sweet 16. Should we call it the Sweeter 16? Bracken with a 45-38 lead, only 22 seconds to go. And McCracken County with the ball. In it comes to Buchanan. And Buchanan will be fouled by Franklin, and that'll take her out of the game. Franklin, a senior. 8 points for Josiah Franklin.
What a great defensive effort, though, by the Basketball and Green team. I mean, they... Two games, and that was their identity on this season. And
Buchanan puts a free throw up and in.
It's just hard, and that's that way in any sport. You know, you want to play good championship defense, but you also have to be able to score points. Yeah.
Free throw good again.
The objective is to score more points than your opponent, and they just didn't have enough options that they could rely on. Didn't seem like.
So here we go. 18 seconds to go. Alexander dribbling, loses it, hands it to Wardlow. Down to Alexander. She'll fire three off the left wing. Good.
Wow.
As we said, she should have done that a whole lot more. They take a quick timeout. But only 8.9 seconds to go. I don't know what you really... Not much you can do in the way of strategy here.
Very rarely do you see somebody hit a three and then break out into tears. She's thinking to herself, I could have done more sooner. You know, that's what that told me right there. And she's realizing that in this moment. But it's amazing when things hit you sometimes to see that emotion right after she just stroked the three, Dan, to cut this lead to six. In that moment, it resonated with her.
She's got 13 points in the game, and 47-41, McCracken County, just 8.9 seconds to go. Coming up next, we're going to have Louisville Butler and Franklin County. Wow, what a matchup that looks like.
Yeah. Kind of like watching the heavyweight boxing match right there. That game could potentially get very physical, I think, at times. The strategy, I mean, you know, the help of Juliana Frazee for Franklin County, I think, is going to be the question going into that game. Will we see her suited up and available after the ankle injury that she suffered Wednesday? Because she does make a big difference to that team, especially knowing what they're going to have to go against with Butler on the inside.
Here, McCracken County just going to come the length of the floor. You sense... But and Coach Calvin had he's coaching. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, you try to get a turnover here.
Yeah, comes into Johnson. Johnson dribbling around, and only 5 seconds to go. To Buchanan, and time will run out. Buchanan bouncing that ball a couple of times, and the celebration breaks out for McCracken County. Bowling Green. Players consoling one another right now. Again, for Bowling Green, Josiah Franklin, Natasia Alexander, Riley Campbell, Chloe Potter. They're all seniors who played a lot. They got two other seniors in Ja'Kia Mitchell and Alexis McDonald who didn't play a lot, but so the graduation losses will be heavy for Coach Calvin Head, but they were last year.
Yeah. I mean, you lose an all-state player definitely a year ago that was a big component of what you do. But, yeah, you always got to go back and retool. That's the beauty of high school sports. You just go back and retool whatever shows up at your doorstep at the first day of practice.
We're going to go down to the public address announcer here in just a moment. Just they're going to present awards to Bowling Green, and one will, I think, be for an all-tournament team member.
As we present Bowling Green with its state tournament quarterfinalist plaque and recognize a member of the Morgan & Morgan all-tournament team for the Mingy Beef Jerky's Girls Sweet 16. Making the presentation are members of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association's Board of Control. Named to the 2024 Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 All-Tournament Team is number 5, Chloe Potter.
Well,
she had a really good game in the opening round, and just I wondered about today. I thought she'd be more of an influence today, and really wasn't.
You know, they're taking pictures.
And now Bowling Green will receive his quarterfinalist plaque for the Mingy Beef Jerky's Girls Sweet 16.
There they go. Not real happy, but they go out to get their trophy, and they should be happy. 24-11, record for Coach Calvin Head's team, and really impressed with Coach Calvin Head, the way he controls his team, the way he reacts emotionally toward them.
Congratulations, Bowling Green, on a great season.
Good role model for these young ladies, I can tell you.
It really is. Listening to you and Commissioner Tackett talk about, you know, the role of the AD, he does that as well as coach these young ladies. Ask a lot out of them. Well, it was good. They just didn't give out quarterfinal plaques, and that's good to see that they get to take that home. You win a game, you get something here. Being one of the top teams, 8 teams in the state at the end of the year.
McCracken County is moving on with a 31-5 record. The numbers for Bowling Green, it's Alexander with 13 points, a rebound and assist, made 5 of 9 field goals, and when your team only makes 14 of 35 and you made 5 of 9, you probably should have taken a few more shots. After those 13, it was 9 points for little Wardlow, little point guard. She had 4 rebounds and a couple of assists on her day's work. 8 points for Franklin, 6 for Smiley, 5 for Campbell, and that's with 8 points for Bowling Green. For McCracken County, they're led by Claire Johnson, their leading scorer on the season, 16 points. She was 4 of 8 from the field, 8 of 8 from the line with 5 rebounds and 5 assists, a really complete performance for the McCracken County point guard. Then you had 15 points for Buchanan, 4 of 10 from the field, 5 of 8 free throws, 8 rebounds, 2 assists for her. 9 points for Skaggs, 3 of 3. She took 3 shots, all were 3s. She made them all. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. And then Hughes with 5 points, the little 8th grader, and Hill had 2, and the only other player who saw action was Boland for McCracken County, as they made 13 of 28 field goal attempts, 46.4%, 5 of 11 threes, 45-5, and 16 of 20 free throws. And they won the rebound battle 21-16. Bowling Green ended up 5 of 13 on threes, only 14 of 35, 40% from the field, 8 of 15 free throws. Again, they do get out rebounded 21-16. They're presenting some awards right now to coaches.
They're doing a court of honor. Bill Bradley at Ashland for a long time got an award.
Now, Stacey runner Pelton. Up in 2011 and a Sweet 16 championship in 2012. He is a 5-time Regional Coach of the Year, the 2012 Statewide Coach of the Year, and Coach 2012 Kentucky Indiana All-Star Coach. Please welcome Coach Stacy Pendleton into the KABC Court of Honor. Next is Larry Sparks from Leslie County.
Yep. Well, Coach Parks
has led both boys and girls teams to the All-A
quite a few up there.
As well as leading three different schools to the All-A regional titles. He has amassed over 300 wins and accomplished the rare feat of leading both boys and girls and a boys team to win 100 games, a district title, and an All-A regional championship. A true 14th region legend as a coach and educator, please welcome Coach Larry Sparks into the KABC Court of Honor. Congratulations to these coaches on their incredible careers and contributions to Kentucky high school basketball. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2024 KABC Court of Honor.
Now I think we're going to honor coaches who have
the Kentucky Association
hit milestones and number of wins.
Milestones for every 100 wins. Coaches who exceed 400 wins are presented a plaque at midcourt. The KABC would like to recognize these coaches for their astounding achievements. For 400 wins from Harlan County High School, Anthony Nolan. For 400 wins from Greene County High School, Chris Blades.
I thought that's who that was.
Yeah.
For 500 wins from Pikeville High School, Christy Oral.
Christy's at 500 wins now, Ivan.
It's crazy, isn't it?
A lot of those at Fleming County, but now at Pikeville.
For 500 wins from Martin County High School, Robin Harmon Newsom.
Robin Harmon Newsom, who was a great player before becoming a great coach. She's not in attendance today.
For 500 wins from Franklin County High School, Joey Thacker.
Joey Thacker's hit 500 win plateau, and he's getting ready for this next game.
Yeah, he just hit 500 a few weeks ago.
For 500 wins from McCracken County High School, Scott Sibbles.
Scott Sibbles has won his 500th game, and a lot of his fans are still in attendance waiting for this award to be given out.
And 800 wins. From Sacred Heart Academy, Donna Moyer.
Donna Moyer's teams have won 800 games now, and she's about to receive her award. Anyway, that'll about do it, Ivan. We'll take a little break here and get ready for the next
join
battle.
Us in giving a huge congratulations.
Franklin County and Louisville Butler, and this is, oh no.
Donna, don't break your award. I mean,
I think it's okay. She's trying to pose for a picture in it.
She's trying to show it to her fans behind her here.
Hey,
look at her.
They're trying to help her. She's trying to put it back together.
You very rarely see Donna embarrassed, but she was right there.
Hey, we'll be back shortly. I mean, we're going to take a little break. We'll return here only in about 20 minutes for the next game here at the Family Wealth Group's coverage of the KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. And Donna Moyer getting another award.
Yeah,
I didn't hear what that was.
She's just collecting this for another accomplishment there. But
I'm sure if when they gave her that award, they said, now don't drop this one, Donna.
This is all intact. This doesn't come in two pieces. Look at her. They're all showing their respect for her and her accomplishments and each other amongst this cast out here.
Hey.
A lot of ambassadors to student athletes across the state for many, many years.
Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of our people who work so tirelessly behind the scenes. Until we join you here in about 20 minutes or so with our next game, Butler and Franklin County, Dan Manley for Ivan Rawls, saying so long, everybody.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
You taught me how to love. What it's all. What it's all.